You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A free celebration of Latino literature, culture, and community is making its way back to Sacramento this weekend. The third annual Sacramento Latino Book and Family Festival will be held at Valley High School on Saturday, September 13th. And it's promising a packed day of activities, of course, about books, but also author meet and greets, live music, lowriders, and a lot more. And kicking things off is a trio of keynote speakers, including longtime labor leader and civil rights activist Dolores Huerta. To get us up to speed on what the festival has to offer and the importance of spreading culturally relevant literacy, we're joined by Urvis Orozco, the main festival organizer, and Leticia Ordaz, an anchor at KCRA, as well as an award-winning children's book author and publisher. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much for having us, Vicky. We're so excited to be here to talk about literacy and the festival.
Yes.
Muchas gracias, Vicky. We are very excited to be here in CAP Radio and tell the community about this awesome, great, free event that promotes literacy and education.
I love it. And then Leticia and I actually worked together at KCRA many moons ago.
Yes, this is a reunion. So yes. Glad to see you in person.
Yes, thank you for joining us in studio. Well, Urvis, I want to start with you. So this is the third year for this Family Book Correct. Festival in Sacramento. How did it all get started?
So my name's Urvis Orozco. Thank you. I'm one of the main event coordinators. So this event has actually been going on since 1997 with Empowering Latino Features, who is our host organization and who I work with. This is the, 76th or 77th one. We've been putting these on since 1997. Edward James Olmos and Kirk Whistler, our executive director, helped fund this in order to promote education, literacy to the Latino community, and to have a festive area where we could come together as a family and we can learn about each other and have community services there for our community that will empower them. That includes financial services, education services. We'll also have great food, entertainment, obviously, because you can't have a party, a fiesta without that entertainment portion. We'll also have lowriders there at the event. But that's how it was created. It was created as a way to...
And is this nationally? Or is this just specifically in Sacramento for 77 years?
No, that's 77 years. The 77th. We've been since 1997, so 30 plus years or close to there. And we have had these nationwide. We've had them in places like Los Angeles, Chicago. We had some in New York as well. So nationwide, as well as in San Antonio, Texas, all over the place. So Empowering Latinos feels like we should, encourage young people throughout the nation to read and for Latinos to be empowered, mm-hmm. especially in this day of age that education is so vital for everything that is needed in order to, have great jobs, in order to, be in the word citizen as well. Because that's one of the other things that we'll be talking about at the festival. Mm-hmm. Our book, Civil Rights, and should reading be a fundamental right? So that's one of the discussions that Leticia, ourselves, and we want to bring that out to the community, especially in this day of age.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack for this one day festival. You just laid it out so well. Leticia, you are a longtime anchor and reporter for KCRA. When did you dip your toe into becoming an author and a children's book author?
Well, it was in 2020 that my first book released and that I formed Cielito Lindo Books to get culturally relevant books, bilingual books into the community. Becoming a mother changed my life. And I said, hey, I didn't have these books when I was growing up and I didn't want my children to experience the same thing and to open up books and to not see themselves reflected. So I said, what if I created something that children could really enjoy? And while I started this for my own kids, it has really blown up and really impacted so many kids. We've now distributed more than 1 million books in 5 years.
Amazing.
To children all over the country, providing access to books when oftentimes children don't have books in their homes, books that reflect them. So that's where it comes in. Reading is a civil right, and we all have the right to read.
And we, in Sacramento, this is a great weekend for the literary world, because earlier this week we had the Black Lit Book Festival, which is happening in Oak Park this weekend as well. And we were talking with an author about just the difficult experiences and obstacles of navigating the publishing world as an author of color. How was that experience for you? Because you ended up starting Cielito Lindo Books.
Correct. When I first came up with a book idea, The Adventures of Mr. Macaw, I said, I'm going to pitch this to major publishers. It was such a fun story that I didn't think it was an issue getting published. But when I sent out my manuscript, They said, yes, we love the books, but we don't want this book to be in Spanish. And they actually said Latinos don't read. And I said, are you crazy? And my dreams weren't crushed there because my husband and my family encouraged me. They said, you don't need their validation to get your book out into the world. Do it yourself. And through a lot of guidance and mentors, I ended up forming this mighty, small but mighty publishing house and have now reached the world. And I'm now an internationally recognized publisher and author. So it's been so fun to get out into the world and to prove that you can do it on your own. You don't have to do it someone's specific way. And it's been such a blessing.
It's just amazing that what started off as a spark of an idea and a passion, not knowing where it's going to go 5 years later, how much it's grown for you, Leticia.
Absolutely. I just count my blessings every day. The best part is getting to go into schools, getting to go into those Title I schools and having kids ask me twice, are you sure you're the author? Because they still don't see a lot of authors that look like me, that are the color of my skin. They're like, you're brown like me. And it brings tears to their eyes when I read the story and they ask the question, those kids look like me. Am I in your book? And I'm like, yes, because this is a reflection of you. And it's such a beautiful tribute to hear from families who say, the only books we own are yours. And while I don't want that to be the case, I want them to own many books. It's a start that they're reading, they're enjoying literacy, and it's becoming a habit to read daily at home.
Yeah, Irvis, I mean, Leticia is just one author. Mm-hmm. Why is it important to have festivals like this to celebrate authors, but also to increase awareness and the awareness of representation?
Yeah. So the vision of Empowering Latino Features is to create literacy. We're a foundation that spreads the ideas to children, to young people, that reading takes you places. That reading will get you to places where your dreams will take care of. So I think that's one of the special things that our organization has dealt with. And that we want to spread not only just the joy, but also that literacy and vision that we have for our community, that our community can supersede everything that's going on to get beyond those goals, to get on to education, to higher education. And one of the goals right now that we're working is also, and why we work with schools is we're hosting the event at Valley High School. It's a school in South Sacramento, about 95% lunch free. So it's a working class neighborhood. And we want to inspire that community because often, you know, we say that we'll have events and they'll be downtown. Not this time around. This time around, the South Sacramento area will be inspired. And we're just happy to bring those kind of events to the community. And we've been doing this nationwide. And we want to spread that message around nationwide as well. That reading will get you places. And I think that's also the message that Leticia and our organization has spread. And this is just one of the many programs that we do. We also have the International Latino Book Awards that is happening in about a month, 5 weeks, if I'm correct, October 26th. And we actually got over 2,000 submissions for those books this
year.
Amazing. We have about 200 plus award winners, and it took us about 300 educators, librarians, folks that are involved in the community, educators, professors that were part of that to get those awards. And Leticia Ordaz is actually one of those winners. Her and her children have actually won several of those awards, and they spread community love. That's how we see it. When you're telling the stories of people that have gotten to places, just how Leticia, we see her every day on KCRA3, if not thousands, if not millions of people see her every day. So she's our community voice, she's our community effort, and she's written about those and how she was a young girl and how she imagined herself. And she asked her mother, you know, you think I could be that person on TV? And her mother said, if you work hard, if you read, if literacy is your commitment, you'll get there. And we have Leticia Ordaz, and we're so thankful for everything that she's done. Her and her family, they're award winners. Please read her children's book. We also have the newest award winners that were just released actually this week, a day or two ago. And we have about 200 plus. Please check us out at empoweringlatinos.org. Yes.
Yes. So you're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Leticia Ordaz and Irvis Orozco about the 3rd annual Sacramento Latino Book and Family Festival. It's happening at Valley High School this Saturday, September 13th. So A special keynote speaker is Dolores Huerta. She will be there this weekend. Leticia, you're going to host a fireside chat with the labor rights and civil rights leader. Why is it important to have this iconic person in civil rights and labor rights present at a book festival like this in South Sacramento?
It is so important because we want to continue to inspire the younger generation. Dolores Huerta is a huge name and we all know about her, but we want that to continue. We want her legacy to continue. We want the little kids who are 2, 3, 4, 5 years old to know who this grand woman is, 95 years old and still going strong. The fight continues, and she will be talking about literacy as a civil rights. Her new center in Bakersfield that is going to be training the next generation of labor leaders, of community advocates. So it's so important for our youth. And we have hundreds of Valley High School students that will be there at the festival. There are strong volunteers. They have been with us all year long preparing for this. They even made a slideshow for her. So they got to learn so much about her. But to hear her own words, her inspiring words, that she is the one who coined the phrase, "Si se puede, yes we can," will be transformational.
Yeah, that will be amazing. And among all of the fun, I mean, there's going to be arts and crafts, live music, lowriders. There's actually going to be workshops as well. If someone is interested in being an author or a publisher, maybe they feel intimidated about getting started. You know, given that you've done this yourself, Leticia, what would you like people to know if maybe they're a little scared or hesitant to actually take that first step?
I think the first step to overcome is fear. You said it correctly. It's fear. It's what's stopping people. When I go to places and I ask, who would like to be the author of a book? Almost every single hand goes up, but they don't know how to start it. They say, I have an idea in my head. I just haven't had a chance to get it on a piece of paper. I said, get it on your phone. Have it in your notes. That story could be evergreen. Don't ever give up on your dream. Take that story that you wrote when you were 8 years old out of your drawer, and you can transform it into a story. You don't need a big publisher to validate that you are a writer, that you are a creator. Now in the world of Amazon, you can also self-publish. So it's becoming easier for people. But I'm going to be giving a specific workshop on how to become a publisher, how to get noticed, because in my publishing house, Elito Lindo Books, I'm now publishing other people's stories. So I've now published the stories of over 200 youth in our community. And get this, before they graduate high school, they can say, I am a published author.
And the confidence that creates for the rest of their life, it pays dividends.
Absolutely. So the children that I've given these workshops to in high school, when I walk in, they say, I'm not a writer. I don't like to write. And at the end of the day, they are like, this is me. I wrote this story. This is my legacy. I can't wait to share it with the world. So it's really transformational. And a lot of adults also feel that way. They want to write a story. They want their story to be in the hands of people. And we all have a story. So I'm super excited to host this workshop along with my fellow authors, who will be telling people every step they can take. The first step is write that story. Believe in yourself.
We only have about a minute left. Irvis, obviously, it's the Latino Book and Family Festival, but this is open to the entire community. If someone isn't Latino, why should they come to this festival or even start reading Latino literature?
Yeah, for sure. So the history of Latinos has been here since the beginning of our beautiful country. Latinos have been here. Dolores Huerta has also been here for a long time. So that's another inspirational thing. She doesn't just cover Latino issues. She's an activist for labor rights. She's an activist for civil rights. And as we were mentioning, that's the other issue as we're facing our country about civil rights and learning about them. That's another issue. So also coming, learning about, you know, our differences is also what makes us unique here in Sacramento. And learning about each other's histories, I think, is very unique to Sacramento, especially with all the diversity and all the beautiful people that are here in Sacramento. And we want to spread that joy to children. We'll have tons of children's activities. We even have a train that children will be able to ride. There will be activities, book readings throughout the whole thing. We'll have Mariachi Los Claveles from Woodland, Taya G as well. She's a youth performer. She sounds awesome. You'll all be amazed by all the work that's been put in, but also everything that you have to learn for in and what brings the joy of reading. That's the also thought, and civil rights.
I think that's awesome, because sometimes when you're young, I can vouch for myself, reading wasn't always fun. But if you attach it to a festival like this and also see books where characters and authors mm-hmm. look like you, it not only becomes fun, but it becomes empowering. It becomes a possibility if something that you would actually want to do yourself, which is amazing, Leticia.
Absolutely. So since we first had it, we've had 5,000 people show up every year. So the community is hungry for this event. We hope 10,000 people come out this time. The more, the merrier. Come out and celebrate books. There's something for everyone.
Yeah. And your children are now authors? That's what I heard Irvis say?
Yes. So Maxton, he just turned 14, just started high school, and he just received 5 nominations for his board book, The Carousel King and the Space Mission. So he hopes to inspire other young people. He said, I have a story and I hope others share their story as well. So he's going to be doing a reading at 11:15 at the library there at Valley High School. And he hopes that you will join him.
I mean, you've had a front row seat to seeing how a child can blossom going from a reader to an author. How has that experience been like, not only as a mother, but also as an author and publisher yourself?
It's been pretty incredible because, you know, for my children to see me writing and then to say, I want to be an author too, and then to just run with it and to come up with these amazing ideas. These are their story ideas that I'm helping to bring to life because I'm a publisher. I didn't have that opportunity as a child. I didn't even think that someone who looked like me could ever be an author. So I just hope to open up the opportunities for everyone, not just my children.
Well, Leticia and Irvis, thank you so much for stopping by. It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
We appreciate it, and we hope to see the community out there, Sacramento and the surrounding areas. And Vicky, we hope you're there.
I would love to go. Irvis Orozco is the main festival organizer for the Sacramento Latino Family and Book Festival. And Leticia Ordaz is an anchor at KCRA, as well as an award-winning children's book author and publisher. The festival is this Saturday, September 13th, from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Valley High School in Sacramento. We have more information on our Insight page. We'll be right back. You're listening to Insight.